The first referral marketing rep that John Torres had made an interesting statement one time. He said, "We don't have one serious referral source that we didn't first take out to lunch." Start taking people out to lunch. Bring them food. If they can't go out for lunch, bring them lunch. Y'all, I'll be here Tuesday. As a matter of fact, don't even ask them. I walk in at 11:15-ish with 2-3 large pizzas back in the day. I never even been there before. It's a retail establishment. I walk in the door with these pizzas. "Hey guys, I'm Howard Partridge and brought you guys some pizzas." And they were like, "We didn't order any pizza." I was like, "Yeah, I know. But it is almost lunchtime. You got plans for lunch? I mean, should we just leave the pizzas here for later and go out to lunch, or what's the plan here?" "Well, how about if first you tell us who you are and what's going on here?" I'd be so happy to do that. Where should we start? How about with a slice of pepperoni? Let's start there, right? So here's what happens. You walk in the door with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. That person's sitting there. All they're thinking is, am I going to have to kill this guy for that box of donuts, or is he going to actually let me have one? They're interested. They might not be interested in you yet, but they're interested in those donuts. So don't come showing up with some stale, you know, day-old, you know, Twinkies or something, you know. Come in with some good stuff. All right. Now, do you guys want to know how to make a referral call?
Yes.
Do you want to know how to do it so simple that even a caveman could do it? This is not quite in order, so this is actually, what page is that on? Do I have page numbers? I got page numbers? Wow, man, this is awesome. Page 8 at the bottom. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get to this, but then I realized that you guys are going to need this, and then we're going to come back and go over this again because there's something else that you're going to need. Number 1, create your target list. Number 2, walk in with a secret weapon. Number 3, entertain the rejectionist, the gatekeeper, the receptionist. Get to the right person, but you don't have to do that right away. I'll explain in a minute. Share your free trial offer and your 5-point message, which we'll go over later. And if they say yes to the free trial offer, you schedule that. If they're not in or they say no, then you put them on your follow-up system. You repeat steps 1-7 until they're, even though I don't have those numbered, repeat the steps, rinse and repeat until they're no longer a prospect. Now, Dave's going to show you how to do online stuff. I'm showing you how to do in-person stuff. Don't do just one or the other, do both. Because in the connection economy today, everything's happening online. You want to be online. But as more people are moving online, there's very few people today doing what I'm talking about doing. And if you learn how to do that, or you get some people that'll do that for you, you'll move from the connection economy to what I call the community economy. Let me tell you something. Many times when myself, I don't do it anymore, but if I did, and this happened to me in the past, what happens to our reps, they walk in the door. You know what's likely to happen when they walk in the front door? "How's it going?" Big old hugs. "Come in, sit down." They're community now. They're family. And so